From the Church of the Oasis, we return, descending the same street that has taken us here on our arrival. The street, lined with Aleppo pines, opens to our left into a thick wood. The channel of Santa Lucia is covered with extensive vegetation, a typical example of the hill environment where, along with the most common species, one can find dormast and elm trees. In the thick underbrush, there is a large quantity of rough bindweed, a plant that is similar to the liana and has numerous thorns and red fruit in clusters. Having passed Porto Castello and reached the back of the Church of Santa Lucia, we continue to Via Fracagnani, named after a learned man of the law of the 18th century. Walking along the road, we should note the series of buildings present on the left-hand side, whose construction dates to the 16th century. The local historians have stressed that it is precisely in this area that the major landslide of 1574 occurred, originating from the hilltop just above it, Monte Castello. In order to remediate the landslide, funds of 1,000 scudi were given to the Apostolic Chamber upon request of the Bishop of Fermo at the time and the citizen of Grotta Mare, Felice Peretti, who later became Pope Sixtus V. The irregularity of this street sets it apart from the others because, in one point, and we can guess that it was near the landslide, on the right, where the road is flatter, some gardens have been created. Grotta Mare has a wealth of green areas, and it boasts a tradition of splendid historical gardens, as the example of Villa Scariglia, of the cultivation of potted plants and the use of greenhouses. The oldest greenhouse businesses date from the beginning of the 1900s, and they are still located at the mouth of the Ticino River and throughout the entire Val Ticino River Valley. Let us continue until the end of the road in order to see the buildings and the view of the square before Palazzo Palmaroli. Then let us turn back and descend towards the arcade that takes us back to Via San Giovanni. From here we get to Largo Palmaroli, where our walk had commenced. Let us pause for a moment on the small terrace at the side of the building with the coat of arms on the baluster. Not only can we take in a vast panorama of the sea, but we also see the gardens below, carefully tended, where orange trees grow around a large fountain. This particular kind of tree is an example of terrace citrus plants, the cultivation of which was introduced to Grotta Mare in the 18th century by the agronomist and bishop Bartolomeo Bacher, who is buried in the church of San Giovanni. Although it is no longer practiced, these antique citrus terraces can be found in our territory to this day. If we walk through the streets of the Marina, for example in Viale Garibaldi and Viale Balestra, we can observe how the presence of these orange and mandarin trees is characteristic of the town. The cultivation of oranges, lemons, and all kinds of citrus fruit has for centuries constituted a profitable business for Grotta Mare, which exported these fruits to the surrounding towns as far as Pescara and Ancona, and further still to the other side of the Adriatic Sea. The importance of the citrus market is indicated by the figure of orange trees in the municipal coat of arms, by the presence of two plants at the center of the town's plaza, and by the fact that the old theater was named Del Arancho, or of the orange tree. Because it provided the means to impose taxes and regulations regarding cultivation and export, the trade of citrus and other fruit helped secure Grotta Mare's independence from Fermo.